It's one of those things where it's it might be clear as day to you and me, but that's because it speaks to who we are and what our values are. And we believe that this continent has, you know, such amazing talent and so many incredible thinkers, innovators, who are going to change the world. And we feel like telling their stories is what's going to shape the future of this next generation. Like when I think of my son and I think of what he should be seeing, the examples that are should be put in front of him, it's Salam and Hello, right?
This is Salam and Hello, where stories of joy and justice vibrate with the rhythm of Africa and the diaspora.
Salam and hello, everyone. My name is Lily Bakala Piper, and this...
Rahma Saif,
and welcome to the show. It has been a minute, and we have missed being with you. We've missed connecting and just sharing some time with all of you. So we are so happy to come here in December and just say salamas and, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Welcome back, Rahma.
Thank
Actually,
you.
Didn't go anywhere, but...
I've been here. I stayed
here. You've been here. But we have been missing a little bit.
We have.
In action. Salam and Hello, the overall limited company, has not been missing, but Salam and Hello, the podcast, has been on a bit of a pause.
It's my second child.
Yeah, what?
I've been neglecting
her. I've never heard you say that, but that is so true. I think our last episode was episode 99 and 99.5 and 99 and a half.
And 99 and three quarters.
Exactly.
Back Shout in Harry June, Potter July. Fans. Like,
oh, is that a Harry Potter reference?
9 3/4, yeah.
Okay, what is that referencing exactly?
Oh my God.
I know. I've seen the movies. I never read the books.
Millennials assemble.
Oh my gosh. This is for my children who love Potters. But yeah, so we did a couple of episodes kind of behind the scenes interview back in June, I think.
Yes.
Then we had our Salam Sundowner, which we are going to rebrand as the Masob in July, right? About ethical influence.
Ethical influence. We had a conversation with Ryan from Saracen Media and also Adele.
Yeah.
But that was such a powerful conversation. Definitely one of my highlights of this year.
Because you always say that.
Everything is a highlight for me because everything we do is just so great.
You're the best, Rahma. Let's put that on repeat. But that was July. And then we've kind of put a pause. We had told everybody we were going to take a pause and focus on developing the company. And actually, while the company, that this podcast has been on pause, mixing it up has continued. We have episodes, I guess, 18 and 19 and 20 coming out this month. So it's really exciting. It's been 1 year of mixing it up, which is awesome. 20 episodes.
So much fun. So many great recipes. So much great conversation. Yeah. So it's, mixing it up is just like the great vibes.
It is. It is like the happy cousin, like that party cousin that comes around. You're like, oh, cousin, mixing is coming, you know. So we've been doing that. We have been really kind of full. We've had some speaking engagements that I've been doing externally. We've traveled a little bit to do that. We've done some speaking engagements. We have done some panels with Pod Connect and different things like that. So we've been keeping busy and working very hard to develop a partnership network that could continue to bring these stories to everybody via the weekly podcast. That's kind of what we've been up to the last several months. It's been a growing season for us.
Absolutely.
How have the last few months been for you?
A lot of learning, I want to say. My role has kind of expanded and has grown significantly, which has meant, you know, I've had a lot more responsibility, which has been amazing. And also just kind of the thing that I have enjoyed the most has been conceptualizing, ideating, and actually having those concepts come to life. So even the Salam Sundowner, now the Masob, that was just so much fun to think up. But also very important. It was, we're at a crucial time in our history as a nation. And, you know, it came to a point for us to say, how are we going to contribute to this space and how are we going to lend our voice? We did incredible work on social media, kind of amplifying messages from our previous guests, who have spoken for the need for justice, the need for, equity, and the need for our voices to be heard. And so for me, it was just kind of lending our voice in an even more impactful way, where we had an audience come in and kind of, you know, share their questions, share their thoughts, yeah. where we were engaging with the people on the ground.
Yeah,
you know, the that people was really awesome. Championing for our rights was super, super, super inspiring for me. So I think, yeah, this last couple of months has been challenging, but also super, so many lessons learned.
Yeah.
And I think it's been such a beautiful time. And the thing with Salam and Hello Limited as a company, we have so many great ideas and very many products
yeah.
more to come.
Yes.
Some in the making, some already established, and we have Mixing It Up, which is like, you know, super fun and light. But also Salam and Hello holds a dear place in my heart just because of what it stands for and which it truly, truly aligns with who I am as an individual.
Yeah.
So the last couple of months have been incredible. I would say that's
I want to come to some of the things you said about the growth and the process. But before I do that, I don't want to leave the ethical influence too soon, because I just want to echo what you said of just seeing so many storytellers and content creators and people in influence really taking time to be thoughtful in June, July, August. It started in July, wasn't it? July's
Maandamano.
Yeah, Maandamano.
Yeah, around June, July. Around the finance bill.
It was just incredible to see the whole world stop and pay attention to what Kenya was demanding better for the
Absolutely.
Country, for one another, for the future. And I really appreciated learning from other people in the space of how they were using their platforms. And I really want to appreciate you, because you really helped us it reaffirmed what we'd always been about, that we are about justice, that we're about joy, that we're about the idea and the belief that the solutions to our challenges are in our own hands.
Yeah.
And that was so affirming to see even the campaign you created, taking clips of previous guests and different messages that we had put out and connecting them to this moment, was just very validating for me to say, you know, we have always been here and been a part of this conversation, and to see that grow in that moment really, it meant a lot to me as well.
Absolutely. I think we've never shied away from who we are, which is the at the center, the ethos of what we do is sharing stories of joy and justice from Africa and the diaspora. And every time I talk to someone about Salam and Hello, or every time I'm writing a LinkedIn post or I'm trying to kind of pitch it, my one line that I always go back to is that we have to create justice. We have to make room for justice so that we can all have a better, joyful living human experience.
Absolutely.
Like, justice is at the core of us having this joyful life that we live. And, you know, justice creates room for joy. So
absolutely.
I think in that moment, it did really come to the front and center.
Yeah.
And we've spoken to so many incredible activists that kind of push that narrative forward for us, from Irungu to Kambale to Adele. It really kind of just brought to the foreground what we've been saying all along, that
absolutely
we have to have justice in order to be joyful.
Absolutely. And you're reminding me so much of just how many important conversations we've had. I mean, the world in the last year, we have seen so much, from Palestine and Gaza to our own Nairobi to Sudan and what's happening there to the Congo. And those causes and issues will always be close to our heart. But maybe it's valuable for our listeners and those who have been following along with us to also hear the other side of the justice piece when you're in a creative space, which is that justice is hard to sell, if that's maybe simplifying it a little bit, oversimplifying it. But one of the challenges that we've had, part of the reason we've been on a pause, is just trying to find partners who believe in what we're doing and who are willing to help us create that continued storyline. You know, some of the justice / joyful stories we've done also this year that have meant a lot to me is even the Uli and Tata episode, you know, about creating our own African nursery rhymes and how critical that is that our kids have voices and songs and stories that are born from here. And stories like that, though, when we market them and when we meet with people, it's not as sexy or fun or light as what we did on Friday night at the club. That's always what I wanted. It's always the example I use, is that, sure, it's fun to hear what somebody did on Friday night and what lipstick they're wearing and what da-da-da, but you know, the value and the worth of a story of somebody who's created something from nothing and wants to leave a legacy. Like you said, it's always what we've been about, but it is hard to sell.
It really is. And I think, like, we have our community and we have our audience who really appreciate the stories. And, you know, we always hear from people telling us how important the work that we're doing is and how, you know, we have to keep at it and we have to keep going. And I feel strongly about the same, that, you know, these stories are, you know, they are who we are as a continent, as a people. They are, again, we're shining a light on the brilliance of the people on the people of this continent. And it's, for me, it feels like such important work. It blows my mind that people are not like jumping at it. Fighting over, I feel like we should be like, sorry, maybe next season, you know?
But and to that point though, we get a lot of messages from people saying, I'd love to share with you what I'm working on or a project that really moved me. And we've put a lot of those people on and that they've become episodes for us because people do reach out to us with these brilliant ideas and we love hearing from people. But, you know, people are probably even wondering, well, why do you need to market it? Why do you need to sell it? Well, we have to pay for the mics and the lights and the distribution and the marketing and your time and my time. I mean, all these things, as much as we love it, they do have a cost. And
absolutely. Yeah. I think it's one of those things where it's it might be clear as day to you and me, but that's because it speaks to who we are and what our values are. And we believe that this continent has, you know, such amazing talent and so many incredible thinkers, innovators, who are going to change the world.
Yeah.
And we feel like telling their stories is what's going to shape the future of this next generation. Like when I think of my son and I think of what he should be seeing, the examples that are should be put in front of him, it's Salam and Hello, right? But it might not be true to, it might not be true for everyone else. It's, you know, it's at the core of who we are, but it might not be as interesting or as entertaining or as, you know, as you said, sexy for everyone else. And I think part of that is just that the reality is that the world in as much as it is beautiful, we have so much hurt and so much healing to do. And what then that means is that people are looking for an escape. So you come onto Instagram or you try and when you're consuming content, you want things that will make you feel happy and joyful and you know.
Disengage.
Exactly. Yeah. And maybe not necessarily necessarily reflect on just how, you know, how dire things might seem. But you know what? There's also so much joy.
Absolutely.
And that's, again, that's those two things will continuously sit side by side for us.
Yeah,
there's always going to be joy, Uli and Tata, and there's always going to be justice when we talk about Congo and Palestine and, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we've learned a lot. I think one thing that we've gotten right from the beginning is the emphasis on the joy, because of exactly what you said, that justice makes room for joy. And so I think consistently our content, when you listen to it, you might leave heavy-hearted in the sense that you've learned something new that is troublesome or concerning, but the joy is in the vessel. It's in the vessel of a Kambale. It's in the vessel of, you know, any one of the many creatives, Katush, who come on and talk about the way that they are creating right in the places that are, you know, have a lot of wrong. And so that vessel of the people who've come on have just been, they're heroes. They're heroes of the culture. They're heroes of the struggle. They're heroes of the future and of the now. And continue want to make space for them. And that brings me to kind of the mixing it up piece of it for us. And, you know, you are the one who devised this idea. We had gotten, I think, an opportunity to speak with a potential brand partner and we needed a different concept. You know, Salam and Hello wasn't quite hitting it. So you developed this idea of mixing it up. And that has been a fantastic, fun vibe because we're also joyful, fun people. And we've been really excited to see the response to that show and working with Julie and the team to bring that to more and more audiences. Seen that grow so much this year. So absolutely. First of all, thank you. Well done. You're never without a brilliant idea. You've talked about a little bit your expanded role. So tell me what that's been like, because you've now stepped into creative producer. Most of the times you're a creative director of the whole company and helping us think about the future. So how has that been for you? And, you know, what challenges have there been and what beauty has there been?
so much beauty, so much joy, so much laughter. And I think even mixing it, the existence of mixing it up continues to speak to who we are, because it's that joyful element continues to be who we are. And for me, mixing it up, it has always just been, it's fun, it's light, it feels like, you know, sitting with your aunties and, you know,
whoa,
sisters.
Thank you. Okay.
sitting with someone you love and cherish. And like
yeah, you say what you said.
But, I mean, mixing it up is always going to be that thing for us that, you know, is going to make you laugh. It's going to make you happy, and it's going to come to and we've seen that with the audience response. So that has been one of my favorite things about mixing it up. It's, you know, seeing people say, you know, I always feel so seen or heard when I watch this show. So I was going through comments the other day, and it was the feedback has been and the reception has been amazing. Where people are like, you know, I can't believe, you know, I never knew about this podcast. I'm so glad I found you guys. Yeah. You know, people saying they're here for the recipes. It's just, it's fun. It's light. And that has, I mean, it's stretched me in that I came into this role as a producer, a creative producer who comes in and, you know, ideates and like makes sure
the moon walks out and like, just drops it and like, you I'm got like, it. Yeah.
Here you guys go. Execute. Well done. And that's it. But then, you know, I've had to learn how to, you know, to direct and how to kind of also think through the offering and see how can it grow and how can
strategize.
We expand it.
So much strategy,
creating new ideas around it. Watch this space.
Yes.
You know, so it's definitely like it's definitely been a steep learning curve. But I have enjoyed every single minute. I love being in the room and watching you and Julie chat and, you know, kind of learning as I'm listening as well. I love kind of the excitement and the energy that comes with like shoot days. I know it's not like, I know for some people it might feel chaotic, but it's actually so much fun.
It is chaotic. There's no feeling. It is chaotic. We shoot usually two episodes in a day.
Yeah.
And you are the calm in the storm. Let me just say that. And Julie's pretty calm too. I, on the other hand, like, coming through the gates.
Julie's not phased. Julie's just like, you know, she shows up.
Well, she has a secret method of handling her storm, so her special tea.
I think that might be the next recipe we drop.
Yes, we should be doing
Julie's special tea.
Yes.
So I think, it's mixing it up is always going to be a favorite. It's always going to be, you know, the thing that, you know, just brings us tremendous joy and also sometimes when it needs to keeps us going, you know.
I'm grateful for it. I've learned to love mixing it up in a different way. I think Salam and Hello, like you said, it was born out of who we are as people, and so it's natural. Like you and I have an episode idea list that is 4 years long, you know, of people and stories we want to tell. Mixing up, sometimes I'm like, what do we want to talk about this week, you know? And this is where the beauty of the teamwork comes in. We're working with Julie. We've had amazing production associates this year, Imogene, Nali, who have helped us shape the stories. Even Eve, who does our beautiful makeup, gets involved. You know, some of the chatter before set helps us, you know, talk about what are people living through right now? What are you experiencing? And that has such value in it too, right? Like, how am I managing as a woman at this age or with a mother or whatever? And just giving space for that has been awesome to see people respond to that as well. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
It's been super amazing. Yeah. And like you're right, the community around us has definitely kind of pushed us forward and made the content better, the conversations more engaging, the recipes more inclusive as well.
Yeah,
like, you know, we've had requests for holiday drinks and low calorie drinks and all of that. So that's so, you know, so always fun. So fun.
And it's probably a good time to plug it and say, you know, we love what we do, and we're still looking for partners. As much as we're, you know, have some here and have some there, we are always looking for collaboration. So if you're watching this, DM us. We're always open.
Hit us up.
Another part of our year has been live events. We have done two so far. We have another one coming up. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like we just do live events like they're nothing, but they are so much work. But
you know, if it was up to you, I think every episode would be a live event. 100%. Which would be my worst nightmare.
So it's because I don't want to lose you, I'm limited to like 4 a year. Yes.
It's in my contract. It's like no more than 4 live events a year. I think it's definitely, live events for me are my favorite thing about the live events is that we get to connect with our community. Our community is so incredibly just amazing, you know, fun, high energy, brilliant people who have great ideas, and, you know, they bring so much life to our events. And that has been the one thing that is kind of like, even if I could, you know, increase maybe one more live event, like
thank
five.
Thank you,
then,
Rafa. Then I heard it. You heard it here, people. She said more live events.
that would be the people that we get to engage with is always, and the energy is always incredible. And we also just know how to throw a good party.
Isn't that true? I think you said that's one of the wonderful things about it is having that time of people, like the stories come to life. Like when we did the Africa Media Festival, when we did the Salam Sundowner, we have our first Mixing It Up live. Oops, sorry, got excited. Coming up very soon. And those moments, it's really validating too. It just feels like, you know, the conversation is not just between me and the mic, me and Julie, me and you. It's like, oh, the conversation has all along been amongst friends. And that's such a beautiful part of the process. Yeah, for sure.
It's definitely so much fun. And, you know, there's more to come.
Yes.
Not more than five a year, but more to come.
I see you trying to beg. All I heard was more. I heard more. Yes, like I heard more.
Maybe every year we add one more live event to the calendar.
Well, as you look back at this year, what for you has been a highlight? And then maybe what has been something that was a mountain?
The highlight would definitely be, I want to say, so many. We've had so many incredible guests on the show. And again, I will say this line so many times. Like, one of my favorite things is the kind of conversations I get to experience and be part of. You know, I'm always either in the room or on the call when these interviews are happening. So I think we've just kind of the brilliant minds that we've had on the show has been incredible. But I want to say Africa Media Festival with Mwalimu John Sibu Okumu was definitely up there for me. It was, you know, to be part of such a huge, you know, gathering of creatives and media personnel, it was just very inspiring to be able to bring a conversation that was timely, relevant, and resonated with so many people in the audience. In as much as I keep saying live events are like a mountain, but it is, it feels very validating and fulfilling when you come to the end of it and, you know, you get the responses that you get and people say, you know, we needed this, or it was incredible to hear this, or, you know, even hearing Mwalimu John Sibu Okumu on stage say, you know, this is the first time that somebody is giving me this platform to, you know, share what I have done and like, you know, to celebrate that. That was, it felt like such a huge achievement for me. Again, another live event is also a highlight, with our first Salam Sundowner, just lending our voice to such an important cause and like at such a critical time in our history was super, super important for us. And I'm so glad that we were able to have that conversation and also just, kind of, center it around what we do as a creative, as a influencer, as a brand. How do you navigate this space? How do you still make a livelihood while speaking up about what's important? And, you know, holding brands accountable as well is super important. So that was also an incredible conversation for me. I think those two would be highlights for me. I don't know. It feels like it's been 2 years within this 1 year. I might be forgetting a thing or two, but I feel like those were two very critical moments for me. Yeah.
Those are two of my favorites as well. Yeah. If I think back at this year, I had so many moments. I was just reflecting before we started recording on this year. And like you said, it's felt like longer than a year. And I'm also very excited about what's coming up. It's hard to say it's a favorite, but I know what's coming up in terms of the last few episodes for this year. I feel like we have some really special conversations queued up that I think will lift people's spirits as the year ends. So I'm looking forward to that. And as I look back and reflect on the year, and I appreciate is I had a lot of family travel this year. My daughter graduated. I had to take my other daughter to some things elsewhere outside of Kenya. So I was doing a lot of remote conversations. And a highlight for me was just how the team came together to make those happen. We were fortunate to work with Sihihi Productions up until June. They really helped me relaunch the show, get it on solid footing to the point where I could then kind of move it forward on its own as Salam and Hello Limited. And I really look back at those couple months of kind of tons of remote interviews. You know, I was in my sister's apartment one month, I was elsewhere another month. And just the way the team came together was a huge highlight for me, just that teamwork. And, you know, for me, the challenge remains trying to tell our story well so that we can continue doing this work. As an entrepreneur, I think about this all the time. Like, it is so hard. And I was listening to a book. Do you know Phoebe Robinson? She's a Black American comedian. I'm trying to think what she's known for. I'm totally blanking. Super funny. Anyway, she wrote this book, Don't Sit on My Bed in Your Outside Clothes. Mm. And it's a series of essays. And she talks about being an entrepreneur. And she's like, I feel so proud and empowered. She's like, and then half the time I'm like, how do I get out of this? And I resonated with that so much. I'm constantly thinking, how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this? How do I get out of what I put myself in?
What did I get myself into?
Yeah. And so I don't know that will ever go. Mm-hmm. But I'm remembering another reason we paused is because I also launched another company. Started off as Salam at Home, mm-hmm. but now it's called Amina after my great grandmother. And so you're sitting right next to one of our beautiful Gabis, the Zuritu Gabi. And so that has been a real reason why I've paused some of the Salam and Hello episodes, is because I was launching this business with some partners, Nairobi's first Ethiopian artisan boutique, mm-hmm. also called Gorebate. So we opened a store, I started this line. And I can't help myself, I guess, from creating things as much as it's difficult. But a huge highlight for me also has been working with you, Rahma. We went from being a part of a production team that had a lot of different actors, external, internal, to kind of me and you.
Batman and Robin.
I know, and I feel bad for you sometimes. I feel like you're getting the short end of the stick. But it has really been a joy to see both your ideas and your producing energy grow and expand and create new things for us. Also to have like this real partnership that has really, entrepreneurship can feel so lonely.
Yeah.
That I really appreciate having a partner to help me, absolutely. Like stop me a lot of time, be like, no, don't send that email. Don't send that email, don't send that text. And at the same time be like, yeah, let's go for it. Let's like, what do we have to lose? Let's try, you know? Yeah. I really, really appreciated your partnership.
Thank you. I mean, likewise, it's always, for me, the most energizing thing about this partnership has been just how much belief and faith you have in me and all my crazy ideas. It's like everything I come to you with, you're always like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. And I'm just like, oh, that's amazing to feel like you're supported and your ideas are valued and I can almost create anything I can dream up can become a reality. And that has been so, just having that like guidance and that support and that validation has been super, super amazing.
It's been fun. It's been fun. We've had some hard working days. We've had some cool glasses of wine. We've done it all. We've done the whole gamut.
It's definitely been fun, and it's led to, you know, a partnership that is, you know, going to endure the test of time.
Yeah, amen.
Even Kinza is in this mix.
He's also associate producer.
He's become your full time nephew now. You've adopted
him.
It's amazing.
You're lucky if you know your people you work with can become your friends. It's like an unexpected bonus. It doesn't have to happen, and it's not necessary for a good working relationship. But it's such a bonus and a blessing for sure. It makes this work more worthwhile. Mm-hmm. So you know, our listeners were so glad that they've stayed with us and they're tuning in today. So maybe we can give them a sneak peek of what is remaining for us in December before we come to our closing thoughts.
So I would say are we bringing back some favorite? No. I was like,
Well, you can find all our episodes if that's what you're going to say. Everything is still available online.
I'm just thinking the list has changed a couple of times. So I was thinking about the original, but like the final list, okay, we're bringing in some new voices, some incredible experiences. We'll be talking about lifetime achievements for some people. We'll be talking about, you know, just kind of what's been happening in our political climate a little bit. And then I don't remember what was the last episode. What am I missing?
I think the last one is a little bit about like a made in Africa story.
A made in Africa story, business.
Yeah,
and also family, bringing the themes of family, friendship, and kind of creating things and growing those things together. So I think we have a few more episodes coming out just to help us wrap up the year, so that you can, you know, you can some good old salam and hello energy, joy and justice.
That's right. That's right.
As always. Yeah.
Do you want to plug our upcoming live? I think this episode will drop maybe just in time for people to still participate. Maybe.
Yes. Yes. Maybe. No.
Never mind.
We'd already given away tickets. So,
okay. So catch the episode. Watch the episode.
Stay tuned for the episode. Yes. Live mixing it up. It's going to be fun. It's going to be cocktails. It's going to be drinks. There's going to be judges. There's going to be conversation. Great conversation as usual. Stay tuned. Yeah.
Good. You want to give your closing thought and then I'll give mine. Anything you want to say to the listeners and the viewers?
I think for me, it's just that we are just so thankful and grateful for the community that keeps us going, that keeps on tuning in every Tuesday.
Outside
of our hiatus. We released an episode every Tuesday for over 2 years now. Yeah. And it's been no easy
feat.
But it's been amazing to know that there's a ready audience that's gonna receive it and vibe with us and kind of see our values and our work for what it is, and then just for the incredible people that we've kind of met along the way and whose stories we've been able to share and amplify, as well as the incredible people who've joined us on this journey to work Absolutely. With us and get us to this point. It's been super inspiring, and I just can't wait to see what we come up with next, in whatever shape form it takes.
Never know. We have such big ideas about what could come of this, and we hope to be able to share them all. Mm-hmm. So my closing thought, dearest listeners and viewers and friends, is to echo Rahma's first and foremost of gratitude. Just thank you for being by our side. No DM or comment goes unappreciated or unread or hopefully unresponded to. We try to be very diligent about responding to all the emails and everything. We deeply feel that, your support and your camaraderie and the fact that you're with us. So thank you. This is maybe a bit of a farewell, or maybe a see you soon and hopefully not too far in the future. But we do have to kind of continue to reevaluate our business model and if it's working. And content-wise, we are so proud of the work that we've done together and what we've been able to bring you. On the business side of things, though, there is some realities that my accountant keeps reminding me about. And so we are very much looking for the right partners to help us keep Salam and Hello what it is, a place of gathering, a place of storytelling, of joy, of justice. So first of all, if you like our work, if it has meant anything to you, please share it, like and subscribe. Leave a review. Those reviews help us so much. They help us to be discovered. And this idea of discoverability is really one of the reasons why podcasts can stay alive. So even the top five in the world will still ask you to leave a review. So please do that. It helps us so very much. And secondly, if you know any partners that might be a good fit for us, we would love to hear from you. Maybe it is a school, maybe it is a corporation, maybe it is an NGO, but we are constantly looking for the right partners. We have met with many. There are some fantastic organizations out there, and we are still looking. So we would love to hear from you. If you have anybody you can send our way and say, plug in, this would be a great fit for you. We would love to hear it. And, stick around. We've got 3 solid, amazing episodes that will release before the Christmas holidays hit. So we're so excited. Every Tuesday between now and the end of the year, you'll be hearing from us. We've got 2 more Mixing It Up episodes coming at you as well. So that'll be fun. So we've got a lot of great content between now and the end of the year. Stick around, enjoy, like, share, subscribe. You know what to do. It means so very much to us. And, we hope that we'll be back in 2025 with new stories and new events and new everything. All of Rahma's ideas come to life so she can have more children around here. So from both of us, just a huge thank you. Yeah, sante sana. Well, let me practice my heart. My signature move. Wait, which ring is it? Okay, got it, nailed it.
Trying to move along the line. Maybe one day we'll get up to something. Until then, we say, hold on.